Saskatoon. The City of Saskatoon put out a release in late December of 2023 advising residents of new rates and fees that would become effect January 1, 2024. While some fees will remain the same, there are notable changes to other rates and fees that will have an impact on residents and the community overall. Longtime Saskatoon resident and local artist, Kathy Bradshaw says, "The rate hikes do negatively affect my business. Essentially, I have to work harder now to keep my profits in line with the previous year." The Saskatoon artist states, "My most profitable year was 2021 and since then, my sales have dipped despite the marked improvement in my work and all the artistic opportunities that have come my way. All of this simply translates into me working harder than ever before, in my studio and through advertising and my social media presence. The financial challenges have also caused me to up my game in my studio. It has forced me to be better. This is a challenge I am grateful for, as I don't believe I would have achieved what I have over the last 3 years if it weren't for the increase in inflation and economic downturn that has continued to escalate, especially this year." Bradshaw's studio is part of her residence but does include a business license which has gone up, and the city's tax hike will impact the artist as well. "But this is not as significant as the overall increase in inflation. My supplies and equipment costs are obviously higher like all goods, but most of all, people's disposable income continues to decline and that translates to fewer sales." Bradshaw adds, "I would also say the situation has caused businesses to not take their sales, etc. for granted. It's pushed everyone to be better, be more creative in their approaches and be more mindful of their brand and their customer base." Recently, retirees from small-town Saskatchewan that have relocated to Saskatoon said, "This was not a surprise as we are dealing with rising costs on everything. As homeowners of a condo, we don't see the same bills from the city for water, garbage pickup, etc. However, they are hitting us with our annual condo fee increases. Also, we almost never go downtown, so parking rate increases is a very minimal concern for us." Various rate and fees change for parking services will also be implemented, increasing hourly pay parking rate from $2 to $2.50, with fine amounts also increasing and the Parked In app now including an additional 15-cent convenience fee on each transaction. Parks, recreation and attractions will see various rate changes, and users are encouraged to visit websites or the city's release for the most accurate and up-to-date information. Dean Longworth, GM of the CN Curling Club, said, "Most of this doesn't pertain to us directly. But as everything goes up, people have to pinch pennies, and at the end of the day for many, there is not enough money left for leisure activities. Anytime you increase the carbon tax, it hurts. Water and wastewater increase will hit us harder as we go through lots of water when making the ice. Any increase in costs directly affects a small business's bottom line," adds the CN Curling Club manager.